Hello and welcome to Mount Shasta Moments. I'm Karen Sheeks, your host, and I'm happy to share this hour with you. We're broadcasting from the root chakra of the planet, beautiful Mount Shasta in Northern California. We are multidimensional beings experiencing this human journey. And as we continue to awaken and expand our awareness, we begin to realize that this human journey is being experienced simultaneously through many lenses or dimensional perspectives. This understanding allows us to move from a fear-based life with limitations into a love-based life filled with infinite possibilities. This program offers you food for thought, inspiring conversations, tools for living, and expansive perspectives that inspire you on your path to infinite possibilities. Each week will be a unique experience, each program a journey of its own. So if you are ready for an adventure, put on your multidimensional shoes and follow me. My guest today is Suzette Faith Foster, author of Calling Back Your Power, Your Catalyst for Personal and Spiritual Transformation. Suzette is an author, a certified Reiki master, wellness consultant, and ordained minister. She studied with renowned sound healers Jonathan Goldman and Tom Kenyon. Her great appreciation for Mother Earth and the environment has led her to work with the humpback whales and the Hawaiian spinner dolphins. Her new book, Calling Back Your Power, is the subject of today's conversation. Author Jack Canfield says, "Calling back your power has the momentum to move you beyond the challenges at hand to your best life." The teachings and beliefs featured in Suzette's new book saved her life and allowed for her remarkable recovery. In 2005, she broke her neck in a mountain bike accident. Just like Christopher Reeves, she suffered immediate paralysis and stopped breathing. Learn how she depended on spiritual wisdom and energy healing processes to help her regain her breath, reverse paralysis, and move through this and other life challenges. So I'm very happy to invite you to this interview with Suzette Faith Foster. Welcome to the show, Suzette.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be here.
It's great to have you here. We only have an hour, and there's probably a lifetime of questions I could ask you. You have a new book that's just come out recently called Calling Back Your Power, and we're going to talk a lot about the book, but first, of course, I have to ask you about what brought you to the moment of writing this book. What happened?
Well, actually, I do holistic wellness program and energy healing and life coaching, so I had known for many years I wanted to write a book. I wanted a book to say to my clients, here, take this and delve into it. And it would have been easier in our sessions. You know, we wouldn't have spent so much time talking. So I kind of had that in the back of my mind. But actually, 6.5 years ago, I got an opportunity to truly walk my talk. And all the teachings that are in the book, the principles, the beliefs, allowed me to create what many would call two medical miracles. That is now where the book starts out with, is my injury.
What I wanted to establish is that you had been a light worker and a healer for many years, and like all of us, you think about walking your talk and making sure that whatever you're teaching clients, you really believe in, right? And then suddenly you were one of those rare people who had an opportunity to put it all into practice in a moment.
Oh, it's amazing. And I would teach my clients and encourage my clients to have a mantra so that they could shift themselves out of the chaos that they might be thrown into unexpectedly and get themselves back to center. And I encourage everybody to do that because we have an opportunity every moment to get back to center or allow the chaos to derail us. And I did that too, and mine at the time was, I refuse to accept this limitation. God is my source.
That was your mantra before the accident.
Yes, and I, again, I encourage people to use it for small irritations or big. You know, use it if you're stuck in traffic or drop something on the floor and have to clean it up. Use it. Start creating it to be a habit so that it is a tool in your toolbox, and the moment you need it, it pops up. It's nothing you have to think about. And truly, that was a saving grace for me, because whenever we can stay in our power, you know, we're in a place of allowing. If we get into resistance and anger and why me, we're resisting the energy that could totally shift our situation.
I'd just like you to say that mantra one more time.
I refuse to accept this limitation. God is my source.
That's beautiful. And as mantras go, that's pretty generic. Almost anyone could adopt that. And it's fine to create your own in your own words, right?
Yeah, and you know, when you really talk about, oh, vibrationally, you know, I was using the word limitation, so I'm thinking, oh, that's probably not the perfect mantra, but it's always the intent behind your energy, the intent of your energy, you know, behind the mantra. And the day that I used it, I had such pure intent that it was totally sufficient for me.
Wow.
But a more positive one is, I am one with the infinite power of God.
Oh,
Spirit.
I love that.
I am one with the infinite power of God or Spirit. And just allow yourself to step into the spiritual aspect of who you are. And most of us start walking around into the 3D element of who we are, you know, the human stuff, and really looking and giving a lot of power to our problems and our challenges. And that's who we're showing up as in the 3D world, as the human mind. And yet we are ultimately all Spirit. As we can step almost through that veil of that humanness into the all that we are, that's where our power is.
And we're including, and I think the thing that's important to point out also, that's a little different than maybe what the teachings were years and years ago, is that when we step into that power, we're including our human life and our human body in that experience.
Absolutely. But we have an opportunity not to give it so much power. Mm-hmm. Our power for recreating or patterning the energy field is in seeing the bigger aspect of who we are,
mm-hmm.
the spiritual aspect where everything is already perfect and we're already prosperous and life is already joy-filled. And yet everything is, we all know that we challenges are just opportunities for us to heal, you know, blocks in our energy field. And I love to look at everything spiritually, that everything we attract is an opportunity for us to go to a higher consciousness. It's moving upward in consciousness, and every challenge allows us to do that a little bit better and a little bit better. And when we can look at our challenges just from that perspective, most people, and I know it does for me, and a lot of people share the same thing, is that it helps them go through it a little easier. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's going to take all your problems away, but we can move through them easier because we understand there's a better purpose and a higher purpose for them.
That's beautiful. And I know that you believe and you practice that template of divine alignment is possible in the human body, and it's possible to recreate it whenever that's needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the challenge that happened in your life that really put that to the test.
Well, 6.5 years ago, I was mountain biking, which I did every week, and I was on an obstacle course, and I literally broke my neck. I had the same injury as Christopher Reeve. I was immediately paralyzed, and then I stopped breathing. So as most people know, you stop breathing, you're dead, within 3 or 4 minutes. And yet, my journey had brought me to this place of believing that everything is in divine order. I had flew over my handlebars 2 years before that, and I didn't have the faith I had the day I broke my neck. So, mm-hmm. you know, honor wherever you are is so perfect that we step into the fullness of who we are, and every month and every year we get better and better at that. But I knew that this too was perfect. I didn't question it. There was something, that greater aspect of who I am came over me. It was almost like, yes, this is in divine order. And I accepted it, knowing that this too is perfect.
Right in
that
moment.
I wasn't afraid of dying, and yet I also had a sense I was going to be okay. I didn't sense I was going to die. But here I start breathing. So that mantra rushed forward. I didn't say, oh, what should I do now? Or, it came forth. And that's the beauty of working with the mantra over and over and over, is let it be so automatic. The moment I said, I refuse to accept this limitation, God is my source, truly, instantly, an electrical lightning bolt went through my body. It didn't hurt, but it was this huge energy. Well, I'm a quick learner, so I thought that again. Now, mind you, I was totally paralyzed. Couldn't move, couldn't talk, and I couldn't breathe. But I had everything I needed.
And you were consciously aware the whole time.
Yes. But I had everything I needed because I still had my mind. And I had my oneness and my connection to Source. So in that space of, what could I do but call back my power? What could I do but not accept that? And so I allowed the energy in, and then I commanded my body the second time, and instantly again, an electrical lightning bolt of energy went through me. This time, my paralyzed arm, one of them flopped quite high. So I was totally paralyzed. That's the kind of energy. It's so cool. It's like, well, yeah, we always say, yeah, we're energy. But I experienced firsthand that, wow, it's like an electrical shock, lightning bolt. So I got my breath back seconds later. My doctor at Duke said that I had the same injury as Christopher Reeve.
Who was a quadriplegic on a ventilator.
Yes. He stopped breathing. I stopped breathing. Both of our necks were totally snapped in two. We both had severe spinal cord injury. Yet, because I understand the body is energy, because I understood our mind is powerful and our thoughts are energy, and that we have a oneness to this greater consciousness we call God, then I had an opportunity for different results than Christopher Reeve. And that's what I want to share with our listeners, is that, you know, many of you already know this, but let today take your knowing to a deeper level into your heart and owning who you really are. You are pure energy, pure spirit. You are pure potential. And we can create whatever we want, but bottom line, we have to believe it. And that's the journey, and that's what I share my book for, to help people deepen their belief in what they already know. And again, it's an activation. Spirit has imbued it with lots of energy to activate it, to activate the readers to their next energetic level of consciousness.
Right, so that when I know that when I'm reading the book, I feel that it's a transmission coming in to talk with my inner healer. Mm-hmm. To remind me that I have that too. You're compared in the book and in some of the things I've seen on your website to Christopher Reeve's injury, because it was identical as far as
right.
I can understand, right?
Yeah.
And the
difference is he had immediate medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
EMS didn't show up for me for 17 minutes.
Because you were in a rural area?
I was in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And 17 minutes is probably record for the EMS, but they have to get there and then get into the woods. That's just amazing who we are. It's like, it took, you know, I didn't have that immediate medical attention. And my doctor at Duke said, I should have been dead at the scene. You start breathing, you're dead.
Right.
He said that most people with my severe injury are dead at the scene because they stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
He said the very few who don't stop breathing are still quadriplegics. So you stop breathing, you're dead. Or in Christopher Reeve, and help was immediately there. And then he was on a ventilator. The few that didn't stop breathing are quadriplegics. So not only did I get my breath back, but I became fully functioning. I was driving my car 4 months later. I'm just a walking testimony of who we really are. And I see myself as like the 4-minute mile. Medically, because as we can help people know that anything is possible, mm-hmm. then they'll go after it for their health, and they won't settle for the diagnosis the doctor told them.
Right, and you know, for those folks listening who may have some background in medicine, the question arises, well, you're certain you didn't just have spinal cord swelling and, you know, the kinds of things that resolve over time, that you have documentation from Duke University that this damage was irreversible according to medical standards, right?
Right. My doctor is the director of spine surgery at Duke. I mean, amazing. And it's a teaching hospital, too. So mm-hmm. he's a professor of neurology. But he prepared my girlfriend that was there at the emergency room with me. After they did surgery, they screwed my C2 together because it was snapped in two. And he prepared her that not to expect me to get any more function or much more function, and I was fully paralyzed. So I've totally confused Western medicine. And, you know, in honor of those who have been trained medically, and in all of us, we were never taught that the all that we are. We've never been, you know, a lot of us in the spiritual energy realm that or enjoy learning and embracing that do look at it us as energy, but we've not been taught that growing up in Western medicine and traditional medicine are not taught that at all.
Right.
So I honor that it's easy for them to not want to look at the truth of this situation, and my doctor did say he's trying to wrap his head around it. He can't understand it. But, you know, to his defense, he's extremely busy. At some point, something will happen, so he'll stop to slow down and look at things, if it's for his purpose, and that we're all right where we need to be. Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, Western medicine looks at your body through Newtonian physics, which is looking at just your body from a physical perspective, not taking in the power of the mind, not taking in a greater consciousness, a field of consciousness around us and in us, but quantum physics does. And quantum physics has been around for 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And quantum physics allows for my phenomenal recovery. But traditional Newtonian physics doesn't. And we all know, even in ourselves, but especially with big changes in medicine stuff, change is difficult. You know, we've had a history of change. People don't like to change. And they often will, you know, shoot it down a long time before they start to open up and look at it. And I'm not here to convince anyone. I'm here to offer people to look at their opportunities and their options. And when they do, anything is possible. And it's not for everybody, you know.
Right.
It's going to be for the people who are ready to be proactive in their healings, to not settle for what is given to them. And I had to literally ignore what was so painfully obvious. I mean, I was totally paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to ignore that. But again, I want to encourage everyone, do the best you can along your journey. Read your books. Read my book. Do energy healings. Because the more we heal and clear the blocks from many lifetimes, including this lifetime, then we're a higher vibration. We will get through our injuries and our diseases or problems easier. But then you're clearing the root cause so that you're preventing disease as well.
So. Yeah, it seems almost like there's two different types of preventative medicine we're talking about here. The type that is creating a template for remembering that you can heal anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that really addresses when you do get sick or injured. And then there's that deeper level of work that aligns you so much that you don't have those experiences quite so often.
Mm-hmm. And then to trust that everything is in divine order. If you have a serious disease, it's feedback that your body is out of balance, whether it's
right.
emotionally out of balance or physically, like with nutrition and eating and stress. So if we can just step back and look at everything as, wow, don't take it so seriously. Don't look at anything as a possible death threat. It's just feedback. I don't care if you have stage 4 cancer. Until it's your time to transition, it is reversible. And everybody has their journey. I honor that there are souls who are ready to transition, and they'll choose cancer or some disease to do that, or a broken neck to do that. So this is, again, honoring that we all have our own perfect and divine journey, and none of it's good or bad or better than the other. It's just all options and opportunities. And I do believe the people who are ready to grow and expand and take their power back, you know, are being guided to this and are being guided to deepen their belief in it.
That's great, because it's true. We all transition at some point,
right.
You know, because we mean to. right. But there's no reason to suffer so much when we're hanging around on the planet.
It's just fun to embrace the all that we are.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's less suffering.
I like that. I like the way that you see it as fun. Or, you know, this is just an indicator. This is just an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to be so, you don't have to be afraid.
Right. And if the fear shows up because that's your human mind and your human emotions showing that fear, mm-hmm. then okay, honor that fear. And I encourage people to honor every feeling that comes up. Because when you honor it, you're giving it a voice, and you can feel that hurt and that fear. And just intend, Spirit, dissolve this fear that's coming up. I look at everything as feedback. It's showing up to let you know that vibration of fear is in your vibration. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be even experiencing it if it wasn't
right.
there. Whether it's anger or fear or unworthiness, it's all okay. It's all what your soul came here to work on.
You're listening to Mount Shasta Moments with Karen Sheeks and my special guest, Suzette Faith Foster, author of Calling Back Your Power, right here on Align Radio, where we align with the unified field of love.
So what are some of the things that you used while you were in the hospital in the acute stage of this? What are some of the tools you used to stay sane and to stay on track with your idea of healing?
Well, number one, I had worked a lot on myself, and I can't say enough about doing that, if it feels right to you, because I went into that injury at a higher vibration than I was 2 years before that, or 10 years before that. So again, just like running a marathon, if you're prepared, your body can handle it better than if you half prepared. So no matter what you have to go through, whether it's an emotional situation like a divorce or a physical situation, when our body is at a higher consciousness and a higher vibration, we will handle it better. Just the nature of our energy field. In the hospital, actually in the emergency room, again, I just practiced everything most of us know, and I said, this is temporary, see me dancing.
Oh, I love that.
I literally knew and believed that our body is pure energy. And it is out of balance right now. My body's out of balance, but I can bring it back into balance. So I told everybody, and I know, especially my doctor, I mean, he thought I was a wacko. But I didn't care what he thought about me. It's like, okay.
Yeah, really, that's small.
Yes. But I told, and I literally spent my time visualizing myself dancing. I sent love through my body. We even put the words love on the intravenous pack. I love family and support, but I really knew the power that the healing I wanted was an inside job. And I really welcomed everybody leaving so I could go within. And I did that, I don't remember, probably a lot, but probably quality time, 3 times a day. I even had them bring in one of my Tom Kenyon, who's a wonderful sound healer, mm-hmm. listening to his sound work and his meditations and moving energy through. So I did what I could. I focused on the end result. I thanked my body as if it was already whole. And as most of us know, I felt it as if it was already whole. And mm-hmm. and it's not just saying the words. It's energetically allowing the feeling to be part of the vibration. Mm-hmm. So it's playing mind games. It's faking it till you make it. It's all that. But I knew that my body, and believed this deeply, that my body didn't know what was real or imagined. And it was going to respond. Your body, there's research that your neural networks, you create new neural networks from what you intend.
Right.
And I just did the best I could. And again, this was in divine order from my destiny path to go through this. And there's many reasons, and I talk about that in the book some more. But then what dawned on me, which was, I even find very interesting, but I think it was that higher aspect of me was present. That bigger aspect of me was with me. But I never even questioned, what will I do if I'm paralyzed? A year and a half later, I realized I never even thought that. So again, the more we prepare our mind and our body along this energy and metaphysical and spiritual aspect, we just handle chaos better. I was at a place in my consciousness that I believed so much I could shift this, but I never said, oh my God, what if I can't?
Isn't that amazing?
Again, it does. I think about that, and it just is like, wow. But that's the preparation I feel that we all have an opportunity to do now. Mm-hmm. And if you have no chaos coming, then good. That preparation is going to help us through the ascension process, because we are moving upward in consciousness. Mm-hmm. And suffering is only focusing more on the third dimensional aspect of what you're going through instead of the bigger aspect. And I had enough training, thankfully, that I was able to focus on who I wanted to be and where I knew I was capable of going. And they did surgery. They put a screw in my C2, and they told me I'd be in ICU for 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll be out in 2 days. Well, that's me being positive and me just, my inner being told me, said it.
Yeah.
So whatever. But I kept doing what I wanted to do, and I was out of ICU in 2 days. Now, this is Duke University with amazing doctor.
Yeah.
I can laugh when they probably thought we have a wacko woman in the room over here, because I said, I'll be out in 2 days. They told me I'd be in the hospital a minimum of 3 weeks, and I said, I'll be out in a week, and I was out in a week.
And they're scratching their heads.
Yeah, and whether they were willing to look at that or not, you know, that's not, we're here for the listeners who are ready to look at the power of who they really are. But I came home extremely weak, and mm-hmm. I had a huge amount of work ahead of me. I was walking, but extremely weak. I couldn't shower. People had to shower me for at least 3 weeks, and mm-hmm. I had to choose between a visitor or a shower. I mean, everything was energy. Like, where do I spend my energy?
Imagine the energy that was being used to heal.
Well, that's why I was exhausted. For 3 weeks, I rested and slept a lot and did some walking around the house and working with my fingers and trying to get some mobility. But I had to learn everything over, to dress mm-hmm. myself, button myself, to eat. But that's how fast my body healed. I wasn't totally perfect at 4 months, but I was able to drive. And at 8 months, I was riding my bike again on a flat and greenway. And so it's very interesting. It's who we are. And so again, cancer, diabetes, stress, depression, addiction, it's all just vibration in your body that is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can look at the whole picture of the emotions that you've stuffed and or not addressed sufficiently, then we can start moving that energy. And again, if there's not a higher purpose for you to go through some certain situation, you will heal from it. And each person is their own healer. You know, as you know, we're healing facilitators, and we move the energy, but that person and client has to be willing to receive it. And they determine how much they're willing to let in, which is often really about the belief.
Right.
And as I say again, my book is helping people deepen their belief, no matter what they know in their mind. I think most of your listeners are really onto this path in a wonderful way.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us, as me too, we have to deepen our belief, and I'm still doing it in other areas of my life. So, you know, we're on a path, and we're here to grow our soul and to deepen our belief in the wonderful aspect that we really are.
So how did this experience change your practice with your clients, or did it?
I just felt like I became an example of what we're capable of, and if I can do it, you can do it. And I'm honest, the only difference between me and someone who's not getting the results is our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same flesh and bone. We have an opportunity to see things from certain perspectives. But truly, your belief in the perspective, your belief in the fact that your energy, your belief in the fact that the universe is abundant and that you're innately powerful and whole already, that happens with time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in this beautiful place in our consciousness, universal consciousness now, that is speeding up, and people are going to be getting it and remembering their wholeness a whole lot quicker.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It used to take years and years and years to do mm-hmm. some of this inner work, and now it's almost like moments.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find that certain people were drawn to you after your recovery who had things that, you know, conditions that seemed irreversible or terminal?
I had some cancer clients that had got really great results. I've had some people with quadriplegia. Again, working with their, part of my job is to help them open their belief systems, like open the door to allow the energy in. I help clients get phenomenal results. You know, one woman healed her cancer in 5 sessions, and other people can have severe pain go away in 1 session or not need surgery in 2 sessions. Yet, I have to step back, and they've been always been my teacher, that I have to honor that I'm bringing in very high quality energy, and I get in that space that I'm speaking for their highest good, yet they're my teacher to honor the journey of them, that they're on their perfect journey. And I can influence their energy field, I can move the energy. And you know, I've had clients that literally will get better in 1 session, but it doesn't stay because they're not holding the energy for themselves. And until the person moves the energy or gets the aha, it won't be gone 100%. So again, just God, Spirit, I, none of us can do anyone's work for them.
Right.
We become a wonderful facilitator in bringing it forth. So I love empowering people. And I've heard from so many people that just even reading my story is saying, it does empower them. If you can do it, I can do it. And they start memorizing their mantras, and they start not accepting the problem that's in their face. And, you know, we know it can be challenging. None of us would sign up for challenges. But I can tell you, it's a whole lot easier when you have the tools already in line and love yourself enough to practice them every day. And, you know, life gets full, and it's so easy to say, I don't have time, and I don't have this, and life's too chaotic. But we get to choose that as well, and it's just a journey, and you could do the best you can today and keep affirming that you're right where you need to be, and something should shift.
So that's one of the things I've noticed that you mention frequently is the idea of affirmations or positive visualizations, maybe accompanied with visualizations like you were speaking of yourself dancing when you were still paralyzed, and having people see you dancing and feel yourself dancing. So I know you use mantra and visualization, and you mentioned something about the sound healing with the Tom Kenyon. Are there other tools too that you would add to that?
Visualizing yourself as a crystalline lens, which I look almost as a pure crystal, like a crystal structure, but it's not quite a crystal, but it's a crystalline lens. At the core of who we are is crystalline structure, and that is the wholeness that we are. Or see your body bathed in an energy of love. That is a high vibration. When we do that, we're dissolving the lower vibrations. So again, it's working with the fact that understanding that your body is energy and your thoughts are energy, and what you bathe yourself in is affecting your energy field. Meditation is very, very important, because especially with intention behind it, is the intention that in that place of quiet, in that stillness, Spirit can dissolve the density, the blocks, the emotional pain. And in that, you know, put that intention behind the action of meditating, and it will even be more powerful. And it just quiets our mind, and there's wonderful benefits to just slowing down and quieting our mind. But in that, that's what I allowed myself to do, is the sound healing, the meditation, the affirmation, the visualization. And as a reminder that most of us know already, is in gratitude. I stayed in gratitude, and I did yoga this morning, and I just get so excited, and I still, 6.5 years later, thank my body for being so whole and healthy, because it's that gratitude that just sends wonderful energies through our body. And when things are really challenging, it's hard maybe to find something to feel loving at that time, but we can always find something to be grateful for.
That made me think of something that was in your book, a chapter called How Spirit Comforts You. And maybe you could, you know, just give one or two examples that you have in the book, because I think if it helps people realize how easy it is to find something to be grateful for.
Well, I believe, and I'd have to look back at my chapter, wasn't that the chapter that, what I'm remembering about that chapter was Spirit, when our loved ones pass over or our animals pass over.
Right, and you have the red cardinals as a sign. I like that story.
Mm-hmm. So when, again, this can just deepen your belief if most of our listeners will be already there, understanding that we're connected to a higher consciousness. And our loved ones are transitioning to these other realms. Our animals transition too. And when I say spirit, it's your guides, it's your angels, it's the loved ones that have transitioned. It's just that greater wonderful energy that's available. And I encourage people to, what would you do or what would you ask for if you knew you had a team available to help you 24/7? And we have that team. So how many people take advantage of it? It's free, and it's ever available. And so it's utilizing that team and to comfort us, whether we're going through a challenge or emotional challenge, if someone close to us died, is spirit. I encourage people, especially when someone transitions, or if they've been transitioned a long time, just say, show me some signs that you're okay. Show me some signs that you're with me. And you can come up with a specific sign. One of my clients that was dying came up with a sign of a red cardinal. And it was just beautiful. They saw red cardinals in the most oddest of places. And then, yeah, his wife saw a pair of cardinals came every morning at the same time at 8:30, at right outside their breakfast table window after he died. Mm-hmm. And then the cardinals never were there before. And so it's just that kind of energy that she said she felt his presence, but she said the visual seeing the cardinals just did something else to her, to really feel safe and loved. And it's like it took what she already knew to another level. And it gave her something to kind of anchor and focus in the physical, what she felt energetically or spiritually.
Right, it's almost like when you get that little extra boost into the 3D, the tangible aspect of that affirmation is really beautiful. And I think that synchronicities are another thing that you mentioned. If we start noticing them, it really gives us that sense that we're guided and protected and held in this non-physical realm as well.
Right, and as we start to notice our synchronicities or our signs that spirit is giving us, then we get more of them. It's almost like, okay, it's a tool, and your inner being is saying, okay, you're using this tool, we'll show it to you even more. To start honoring that everything is for your highest good, and honor that in that moment. You may not know why. You would have not chosen it, you know, in your humanness, but if you can start believing that it has a purpose, that acceptance of what is, I use that word a lot, accepting what is, totally is like a surrender in your energy field. You're not resisting anymore. You're not pushing back. You're not angry. And again, if you are angry, feel it. You know, honor that, because you're human. We're moving energies through us. But just accepting what is, even if you don't like it, I don't know why I needed this, but I do. Then you start becoming a different energy field, and you become a stronger magnet to having spirit reveal to you the avenues to bring resolution to your problem or your challenge, or to help you find the right doctors or deepen your belief or get your ahas. So it's just it's a dance. I use equate a lot of things to dancing in my book, because it is a dance. It is a dance of life, and how the steps that we use and the rhythm that we use is all up to us.
You're listening to Mount Shasta Moments with Karen Sheeks and my special guest, Suzette Faith Foster, author of Calling Back Your Power, right here on Align Radio, where we align with the unified field of love.
Speaking of being creative, I was looking in your chapter on creative genius of spirit. You mentioned how guidance can come through some really interesting ways, maybe that a little bit non-traditional, but once you realize that everything can be part of the guidance that you're receiving. You mentioned objects and computers and songs. Those are all ways that we can be actually receiving information from our guidance, right?
Especially when something is so connected to what you're dealing with, and it may be a song. And you can just intend, if you're new to this, getting signs or looking for signs, is to say, Thank you, Spirit, for making it so obvious that I will know it's a sign. But as you get used to looking at signs and recognizing that there are no coincidences, I was contemplating a trip to swim with the dolphins one year, and I was so excited. I read something in a book. I went right to the website in Hawaii and was so excited. And then I said, okay, Suzette, you know, you're trying to build your practice. It's not the right time to go to Hawaii. And I felt proud of myself for, you know, having some, you know, control and focus.
Discipline,
on,
yeah.
Yeah, where I want to take my time and my practice. And yet, that morning, or the very next morning, because that was in the evening, I never listened to CDs in the morning. Or I pulled out a CD that I hadn't heard in a year. I remember the woman had a beautiful voice, but I didn't know what was on that CD at all. And the very first words in the first track was to swim in the exotic sea. And I knew right then. And again, your inner being's working with you too. Your inner being is going to give you that knowing. And I'm like, okay, Spirit, I'll go. And then, yeah, it was so cool. And then the third stanza was with the dolphins and whales.
Wow.
So I just thought, what? We don't understand, most of us, I don't think, understands or gets how all this is orchestrated. And that's the other thing. We don't need to know how. The how
yes.
is none of our business. Just know that it can be created. And our job is to feel good every day. And that's our job, is to, when something shows up to throw us off that feeling good, is, okay, how can I get over here to feel good again? That becomes our daily job. And that's where the book really helps people stay on track, start deepening their belief in who they are, in the teachings, and honor that this is a soul journey, and we should have more fun.
I'll sign up for that job, enjoying
yeah.
myself. If I were to go buy this book, and I just am interested in your story, I heard about the story, but I really haven't developed much of a practice of my own yet. How can this book help me get started?
Well, the book has lots of teachings and helps you understand things from a science background, from a spiritual background, and it also has lots of affirmations. It gives you tools to use all throughout the book. But as I said before, one of the really important aspects is really moving the blocked energy out of your field. So when you think a positive thought, when you do what you can do on your own, you are making a big shift in your energy field. But when you work with someone who's already highly conscious, when two or more together meet, mm-hmm. and a highly conscious healing facilitator will actually be able to channel a very higher, pure energy through them, through you. And so you can find one that you already know of, or, you know, you, Karen, or me. And what I do offer clients to make it real easy to have an ongoing practice is I offer a twice-a-month class that's 2 hours. The first hour is life coaching, and I answer participants' questions as well as share in general whatever I'm being guided to share. So that's just a very empowering program. And my voice has a healing signature, so there is healing energies being bathed with everyone there as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the second hour is a distance healing, and I do sound healing, and I do distance healing. So it's a teleclass. Anywhere in the world people can participate. I've created that to try to work with everybody's budget and yet help move the consciousness. And the first hour is just $18, so that's energy. There's the being bathed in a higher consciousness of shifting energy, as well as getting a lot of the teachings. And you send in your questions. So if you're new, especially, and you're having challenges, I address those. And if you've been on the board for a long time and have challenges, I address that. So everybody gets and understands what they can. And then if they ideally do both, you know, pay for both classes, which is $66.
Mm-hmm.
So and it comes with a bonus MP3 download, so that, you know, as we all know, the more we hear something, the more we're going to get it. And that's like the book. It's really meant to be one of those books that gets marked up and reread. And
mine has little flags all over it already.
Uh-huh.
the class that you mentioned, or the teleclass that's ongoing, how do people find out about that?
The website is SuzetteFoster.com, and Choose to Thrive with a number 2, ChooseToThrive.com is also the same website. You can enter either way. But go under classes, and you can sign up by PayPal or credit card.
Right, so it's all online. You can do this real easily.
Yes. Awesome. And then I do private sessions as well, and I have people, you know, all over. Again, we don't need to be together to get phenomenal results.
So you can do distance sessions. Do you use telephone usually?
Yes. You know, when I do sound healing, I use my voice and the crystal bowl. Some people, a lot of people like to hear that as I'm doing it. It's more powerful to hear it in person, but it's still very powerful to hear it over the phone. Some people just like to hang up and go lie down and receive it that way.
And the book is called Calling Back Your Power, Your Catalyst for Personal and Spiritual Transformation, right? And where is this book available?
It's available on my website called callingbackyourpower.com. It's
nice.
Available through all your major .com outlets like Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. It's available through an ebook or paperback.
Oh, perfect. To let the listeners know again how they can get in touch with you personally for communication, for distance healing sessions, to get your book or whatever else they would like to share with you.
My website is SuzetteFoster.com, so there's definitely contact information on that. My email is Suzette@SuzetteFoster.com. My book website is CallingBackYourPower.com. And Jack Canfield wrote a testimonial that's on there. And a 6-page excerpt with one of my clients is on there. The introduction is on there. All the table of contents is on there. So you'll get a good feel for the book. The excerpt is a great story of someone with severe back pain. And he had had 4 surgeries, you know, in the last several years. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he meets me, and we're starting to heal the root cause. And Western medicine, as much as they do wonderful things in so many areas, surgery generally takes care of the symptom and not the root cause. And holistically, we look at the root cause, which was a lot of the emotions this person was going through. So he had phenomenal healings, and they've maintained. But he had to deal with and be ready to look at the emotional stuff he had not been willing to look at. Mm-hmm. And by the time they find me or you or other healers, people are ready. You know, their inner being is guiding all that journey. And he probably wouldn't have been ready all those other surgeries, but 4 surgeries, and it never took care of the problem. I mean, it would come back, or it might resolve it for a little bit, but it would always be back. So that website is also my blog. I set up Wisdom there. And then on my main website, you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. And also by signing up, you get my twice a week, what I call power reminder. It's little blurbs to kind of keep you excited and keep you remembering who you are.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I hope that we talk to you again sometime. I know you're just on a journey to reach out to other spinal cord injury patients and people with addictions and all kinds of other issues that are ready to be moved. So I'm sure we're going to hear more about your activities out there in the world, and stay in touch, okay?
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, and blessings to all the listeners. It's been wonderful being part of your energy today.
Great.
Thank you.
We're coming to the end of our time together, and I want to say thank you to all the listeners for joining us today. And know that this show is replayed on a daily basis at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time for 7 days. And hope to catch you next week for a new edition of Mount Shasta Moments with Karen Sheeks on Align Radio, where we align with the unified field of love. Many blessings for a wonderful week.